Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And I was going to call this one Living in a State of Meditation. And that line comes from Sid Banks' recording, where he talks about how what everybody really wants is to live in a state of meditation, to live in the silence of mind, to live in the presence of presence, to experience God. Now, he didn't use all those words, but those are all words that are used to describe that state of meditation. I get it might be a little heretical, but my experience of that state, I've always just called it functionally stoned. I wasn't a big stoner, right? I went to high school. I got stoned. But I remember the feeling of it. And I remember that some of the time it was too much. And in fact, ultimately I stopped because it was too much of the time and I couldn't function. But there were moments I remember from my high school days where I would get stoned and I would be able to participate in the world. And it was so cool to participate in the world in this heightened state. Now, if you've never been stoned on marijuana or alcohol or some other drug, chances are you've had experiences that are like that. You might have experienced a natural high after running. You might know the euphoric state that everyone sometimes drops into after sex. You've got a sense of what it is. Maybe you've even experienced it through meditation, of that incredible sense of being more than you thought you were, of being bigger than you thought you were, of all sorts of feeling filling you up and almost overwhelming you to the point where what's going on inside is more interesting to you than what's going on outside. Right? It happens a lot in hypnosis. In fact, that's one of the definitions of the state of hypnosis, is where your inner world seems more real to you for the moment, or at least more compelling than the outside world. Well, functionally stoned is where we're in that feeling state, but able to also live in the world. We're able to drive our cars and be in conversation and do our work. But our experience is not only independent of what's happening, it's so far outside and beyond what's happening that it really seems disconnected. Now, if there's an excuse for it, right? If you did just meditate or have sex or smoke a joint or drink something or take something or whatever you're blaming that state of mind on, then it's easy to see, oh, well, clearly this is nothing to do with my circumstances. But when we experience it naturally, when we fall into that space within us, when we fall into that beautiful world of deeper feeling, when we fall out of our personal thinking, our conceptual mind, and into the heart space, the soul space. Because there's nothing obvious to blame it on, we will find something. We'll go, oh, it's because this happened. It's because I slept really well last night. It's because I was thinking a happy thought. And we then try to recreate whatever it is that we think caused that state of meditation. And if it was a drug, we try and do more of that drug or find a better drug. If it was sex, we try and have more sex or better sex. If it was a meditation, we try and do more meditation or better meditation. But when we see that state of meditation is our nature, it is natural to us, it is what it feels like to be alive when we're not caught up in the noise of our thinking. It is, as Sid Banks described it, pure consciousness, uncontaminated by our personal thinking. Then we realize there's nothing we need to do to get it. There's nothing we can do to keep it, any more than we have to do anything to get a nose or keep a nose if you already have a nose. I only put that qualifier in because I used to always use the example of it's like saying, to say I've got to do something to be in the state of meditation is like saying I need to do something to have a nose. And somebody came up to me after a talk and said, I don't have a nose. And in fact, they were born without a nose and had a reconstructed nose. So for most of us, it would be the same as saying, there's nothing you have to do to have a nose. There's nothing you have to do to live in a state of meditation, because meditation is your natural state. And it's just that to me, that state feels like being functionally stoned. Now, here's the cool thing about being functionally stoned, about living in a state of meditation. Everything is interesting. The world is fascinating. Your own fingers. It's like being a child again. If you've ever seen like a baby in the crib who's discovered their hands and they can watch their hands and move their fingers for hours. It's like that. But when you need to use those same hands to type words on paper or on a screen, when you need those hands back to hold someone else's hand, when you need those hands back to do good old-fashioned hard work, you can. And then when you're done with your work, when you're done putting those hands to work, you can just look back at them and wiggle those fingers and be absolutely fascinated for hours. Now, I don't know if that makes it more or less appealing to you than it was before I started talking, but it is a part of the effect of this deeper understanding that we talk about in these podcasts. It's part of the effect of seeing the nature of thought, the nature of consciousness, the nature of mind, your true nature. And I can tell you, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to really, really like it when you do. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.